I am on my way to Rutgers and Princeton at the Cure whatever arena in Trenton. And I am excited. So we're going to do one of these pieced together episodes. I figured why not? It's the first game of the year. I got to drive down. I could talk a little bit during that. I don't know how much freelancing I'm going to do. So I bought a single ticket. I am in section 105. I think I'm close to midcourt. And most importantly, I am sitting one row behind Danny Breslauer, like basically right behind him. And obviously I'm excited for Rutgers and Princeton. Princeton, I know, of course, went to the Elite Eight last year. I know they lost a lot of guys. I don't know who any of those guys are, but I know that they've got some new guys. Rutgers obviously has a bunch of new guys. They lost their starting backcourt after the spring semester ended, which I didn't know was possible, but it seems like, you know, they're looking like they've got some new exciting players, and we'll see what they can do. And it's just opening night, so we have that on the main card. But I'm excited for two things on the undercard. The first one I mentioned, I am sitting right behind Danny, and I am excited to see, as Danny calls it, Lower Bowl Danny. In a regular season game, Lower Bowl Danny already got into an argument with the referees at the Rutgers St. John's exhibition game. And now we've got a real game that counts, and Danny is sitting a few rows from the court, right across from the scorer's table, and there will be some verbal fisticuffs, I am sure. So I'm very excited for that. Also on the undercard is Richard Kent versus Brandon Knight. If you remember, back at the end of July, Richard Kent reported on Twitter that Mawat Mag should be ready for the opener. And, of course, Brandon Knight tweeted back at him, "I'd love to know who's your source and doctor." Well, here we are, 3 months later. Mawat Mag listed as questionable. So we'll have to see. Was Richard Kent just ahead of his time? We'll see. So there's that. That's on the undercard. Tried to make it down in time to go to one of these pregame events, but unfortunately, I was not able to leave my house on time. As always, you always blame your kids when that happens, but in reality, this was my fault, but you just always blame the kids. But it's also a valid excuse. I mean, kids just make you late for stuff. It's actually, except for my kid, he's always making fun of me for being late, but whatever. So yeah, this should be a fun night. I'll see if I can get Danny pregame. We'll see how amped up he is. I know his brother got married yesterday, which if you're listening to this, you probably know because he's talked about it on the internet a bunch, or just in general. And he's you know giving us the details of his harrowing weekend, but whatever. And so he's on his way down. I know there'll be various dignitaries in the crowd. And I think it should be a really fun night, really, really fun night down at the Cure. Is that what we're calling? I think we're calling it the Cure. This is the point in any recording where I get uncomfortable and I keep talking, and I don't know, like, how to end it. How do you end this? I just stop talking. I don't know. All right, that's it. There goes Shiano, win with 13 throws. Something important before I forget. I am committing to making a new song before the Rutgers football bowl game. There will be a song. It probably won't be There Goes Shiano, but maybe. I don't know. I haven't exactly finalized. I have some ideas. I was thinking today about songs that never got made, like Might As Well Punt instead of Jump by Van Halen. There was the after the whole Hobbs Shiano thing happened, there was going to be a Pat Hobbs song. It was called Patrick's Con instead of Stacy's Mom. But that one did end up, I think I actually recorded that one. But I'm pretty sure the recording's gone. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be putting that one out, though. There's that one. There was Chris Hash Has Been Fired instead of We Didn't Start the Fire. That was one that never got made. That was a fun one. It just felt like after they fired Chris Ash early in the season, it just felt like piling on. But what was that one? It was like, Chris Ash has been fired. It was always coming, so it isn't stunning. Chris Ash has been fired. Should have known at 14-0 Howard. It was something, yeah, I think that was it. So that's another song that didn't get made. But there will be a song that gets made, 2023, the return of the song to the RU Screw podcast.
Gaetano Panuccio!
So I'm in line for parking. It is 6:30 outside the Cure Insurance Arena here in Trenton. And I gotta say, Steve Peichel is the wanker of the century for having this game here. Let's play Princeton on the road. I don't know where I'm parking. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm just in a line. I see a lot of stopped cars. I have to make a right at the next block. There's still a long line of stopped cars. I don't know where I'm parking. Just saw a text from Danny. He's 10 minutes away from the arena. I don't know where he's gonna park. I don't know if I'm getting there for tip. I see people walking from really far away. It's kind of chaos. But this is just not a great place for a game. Wouldn't it just be great if we went to Jadwin? That would be a really fun place to play. In line for parking. And that's it. I just realized this son of a bitch, Danny's probably, he's going to get dropped off. He's going to talk his way into getting dropped off while his friend has to go find parking. And Danny's going to get dropped off right in front of the fucking arena. And he is not going to miss any of this game. And I am going to miss some of Lower Bowl Danny due to the horrific parking situation here at the Cure. Steve Peichel, you son of a bitch. Danny just texted me when I told him how bad the parking line was. This was after I had said what I had just said in the previous segment or whatever. He said he was going to hop out of the car. That's not fair. I should have hired a driver. That's what you need, right? I think that's the hallmark, or that's the, I don't know, that's what, that's the rich, the wealth that you want to have, right? I want a driver. I don't ever want to drive again unless I have to. All right, I'm turning to somewhere. I still don't see a parking lot anywhere near here. The parking line moves on. It's now 6:36. I've moved about, I don't know, maybe 70 feet from where I was when I recorded the thing 6 minutes ago. So we'll see.
No deal, McCutcheon. That moon money is mine.
6:45. I still don't know where this line is going. I'm not sure. I'm next to the arena, but I am in my car. So unless I'm going to abandon it here, I have to continue in this line. Again, I don't know what lot I'm parking in. I don't know where this lot is. This is a terrible, terrible arena to have a game at. And that is that. I am, and it started kind of as a bit. But I am actually starting to become filled with rage. This is not fun. All right. It's kind of funny. I mean, I can't lie. It's funny. The interminable parking line. There's almost a fight. Oh yeah, there was almost just a fight outside of my car in the parking lot. I don't really know what it was about. Some cops rushed over. I don't know if it was like a Rutgers fan getting into it with a Princeton fan, or I don't really know exactly what happened, but it involved fans of some kind. And that was pleasant. Been a bunch of ambulances, police cars. All right, update. We've been sent to a different lot. I just made a U-turn, encouraged by a police officer. He said, and everyone's making U-turns. Now they're sending us to a different lot. So it seems a little disorganized, but sending us to a different lot is a plan. It's doing something different. So maybe this will be fruitful. 6:48. The officer sounded pretty, like, positive about it. I don't know how far this lot is. To my left, I can see Gate B of the Cure Insurance Arena. Still can't get to it. I still don't know where this lot is. I have no idea, but hopefully the line of cars leads me to the right place. All right, so I've been told by a police officer that I need to go past three lights and over the railroad crossing. That's lot D. That's the backup lot. So apparently that's where I'm being sent now. That's it. 6:52. Danny said him and his friends have parked somewhere and are walking, so they might get there on time. I am probably not. Somebody should ask Steve Peichel in the post-game press conference about playing this game here. and how terrible of an experience it has been so far. The first half of a basketball game doesn't really matter, right? Whatever. There are no laws here.
Gaetano Panuccio!
It's 7:09. Rutgers is down 12-7. I am right outside the arena. I'm listening to the game on the radio. And I still have no idea when I'm going to park. I'm hoping I can get there for the second half. I assume I'll be able to. Pikel for prison. Steve Pikel should serve time for scheduling this game. I guess I'll check in a little bit. All right, 7:15. It is 14:10 Princeton. I'm not sure how much time is on the clock. I am still right next to the arena, as I have been since about 6:25, in this interminable parking line. I'm a lot more calm than I was a few minutes ago. I've accepted my fate. I trust the officer when he says, three lights down and over the railroad crossing, I will find my salvation. I don't know. I'll find parking. 7:15, I haven't missed too much of the game. At this point, I'm saying if I can get there for the second half, I'll be very happy. I got to say, I'm kind of rooting for Steve Pikel to lose this game. I'm not going to be sad. No matter what happens in this game. If Rutgers wins, that's great. Cool. We're off to a good start. Hopefully Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper are watching and they're like, oh, cool, Rutgers wins. If Rutgers loses, I will also be happy because Steve Pikel kind of deserves to lose this game. He should have to actually walk the turnpike. Remember he said he'd walk the turnpike to get the job? I mean, I'm basically doing the equivalent of walking the turnpike by sitting in this line as I miss out on Lower Bowl Danny a few rows from the court. And I'm getting enraged again. All right, I gotta stop recording before I become filled with rage again. I see a lot of Rutgers fans walking from the direction that I'm driving. And they all look kind of like frustrated, but also relieved that they're coming. So that gives me hope that they're walking from where I'm driving. So, hopefully soon I will find parking. Okay. Soon parking will be found. Soon parking will be found. When I was a kid, lived in Chicago, and we were going to a Bears preseason game. And I think the parking around Soldier Field is like notoriously terrible. And we actually never found parking, and my dad turned around and we never actually went to the game because the parking was so miserable. And this is probably the second worst parking experience of my life. There was also the time we went to Wrigley on Father's Day, and our car got towed. That didn't really matter to me. I mean, my dad had to go run a bunch of blocks to go down to the place where it was towed, and we just hung out at McDonald's. So that was fine for me. This, I have to like sit in this line. 7:19. We're getting closer. Okay. I think there's only two lights more and then the railroad crossing and then I can park. So hopefully I'll be in the arena pretty soon. I don't know. Okay. I think I've entered a parking lot. I think this is a parking lot. I think I found a parking lot. I think I've pulled into a parking lot. I think I see a parking attendant. And I think at 7:22, I'm finally going to find parking. What a disaster. I think it's 18-16 Rutgers right now. I just missed a cliff through a pass for an alley-oop. That sounds cool. Never seen that before. Might never see it again. I missed it. Because Steve Pikel had to play a neutral game at the Cure Insurance Center. Hi, how much? $10. $10? Yeah, started 20 minutes ago. Parking's it's a disaster. Absolute disaster.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I mean, it's not your fault. I'm just telling you. It's going to be coming for a while. I'm sure you see it all the time.
No, this is worse than
that. Oh, really? Okay. The worst she's ever seen ladies and gentlemen. The worst she's ever seen. She's never seen it this bad. And I saw on Twitter someone said it's been a disaster before for, like, high school state finals. Steve Peichel scheduling a game at the Cure Insurance Center. I still haven't found a spot in this back lot yet, so until my car is stopped and in a spot, I will not be relieved.
The worst she's ever seen.
I am really impressed with Max.
All right, I got stuck behind a train. That's a new one. Because I was over the train crossing, and then, like, as I was getting there, he hit the ding, 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 ding. I got stuck behind a train, but I'm walking to the arena. There's a Taco Bell here. Maybe I'll stop there on the way back. It's probably a good Taco Bell. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it into this game well before halftime. I'm going to get to enjoy a lower bowl, Danny. Like I said, win or lose. Win or lose is a good, it's going to be a good night. There are still so many people in this interminable parking line who are, like, in the same situation I was, looking at me and the other people walking, like, really happy about it, because they're like, oh, I'm driving towards where they're parked. You can see the look on their faces. You can see the looks of joy on their faces as they see us walk by. It is halftime of Rutgers and Princeton here at the Cure Insurance Center. I did not see a lot of that first half, but what I did see did not look good. The band is playing. We've got 3 minutes until halftime. And this place is electric. It's not. I mean, the electricity works. It seems to. Now, my seats are really good. I'm right on, like, right at midcourt. But what I saw from Rutgers did not look great. 32-28, Princeton at the half. Danny was not happy. I didn't even ask him if he wanted to record something. You can't talk to Danny at halftime. And I'm looking forward to the second half. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. People are still arriving. People are still finding their seats after parking three lights down and over the railroad tracks. Hopefully the second half everyone will arrive and have themselves a great time and watch some basketball. Oh yeah, the governor is here. Governor Murphy is sitting courtside. I'm looking at him right now. He's waved and smiled at someone. That's how you play politics. He's waving at somebody now. Now he's back in his phone. The governor's here, so you know it's a big deal. There's, like, some luxury boxes. Luxury boxes. I wonder what the luxury boxes like at the Cure Center. The Cure Center. Do you call them luxury boxes if they're at the Cure Center? The Cure Arena. Sorry. Yeah. I like Princeton's uniforms, the black with the orange numbers. Those are really nice. Those are really cool. Alright, Rutgers getting warmed up for the second half. I've seen a lot of missed shots in a row. Alright, Fernandez just hit one. Good. Okay, cool. Alright, I'll see you at some point in the second half. We've had our first appearance of lower bowl Danny. Danny was hot on some kind of call that Rutgers was, like, doing a full court press, and then right before the under 16 media timeout, there was a call. There was a lot of booing and hissing. Danny got up. He was yelling. I've received word that Richard Kent is here. He's in a blazer. He's here somewhere. I just saw Phil Murphy posing for a picture. The stars have really come out here. It's a Cure Insurance Arena in Trenton. Alright, we are at the under 12 media timeout. Princeton 45, Rutgers 41. Fans here are hot at the referees. They think they missed a couple of calls. A couple of traveling calls should have been called on Princeton that weren't called. I have to say that this new, faster Rutgers basketball team looks a lot like the previous, not faster Rutgers basketball team. It looks a lot like it used to look. So I guess it's not fast and deep. I guess it could be deep. It could be slow and deep. I mean, you can win that way. Some people like it that way, right? You know? Slow and deep, fast and deep. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're not deep. Maybe they're slow and shallow. Like a flopping fish. I don't think anybody likes that. I guess we'll see how it goes. 11-12 to go. Princeton 45. Rutgers 41. All right. There's 7:56 left. Princeton leads by 8 points. I forget if I said this last time, but Rutgers appears to be playing the exact same brand of basketball they always play. Nawab Mag is not playing, so Richard Kent was wrong. Sorry, Richard. When you're right 52% of the time, you're wrong 48% of the time. 55-47, 7:56. Oh, they got Dua Lipa playing. I love Dua Lipa. It's a great song. Nobody's happy. Rutgers fans are irate at the officiating. They're on edge. Rutgers made a nice little run, then Princeton made a run. I know that's basketball, but the fans here seem to be taking it very, very poorly. And I gotta be honest, like, this song should have people jumping more, and people just aren't into it. The Jersey Jam here at Insurance Arena. I'm not exactly sure where I parked, because I kind of just followed the line of people walking to the arena. I know I had to go over the railroad tracks, three lights over the railroad tracks, so I'll just do that again, I guess. I'll follow the group of people back that way, and I'll probably find my car. Alright, the buzzer has sounded, and we are about ready for basketball here again. 55-47, Princeton in the lead. This is not fast and deep at all. 1:55 to go, Princeton 63, Rutgers 57. It's getting tense here. I'm pretty sure Jamichael Davis just airballed a three by about 4 feet. That was not great. And it's very tense here. You can cut the tension here at Cure Insurance Arena. The way the logo is, like, oriented, it makes it look like it says Cure Arena Insurance. So this, the logo is really weird, so it confuses me every time. Anyway, 1:55 to go. Rutgers is not looking great. This number 14 on Princeton is really good. Number 1 is good. They have a lot of good players. They're so impressive the way they break the press. They don't really, like, they don't panic. They do the same thing on offense every possession. They're patient, and they vary the defendant, and they're just a good team. They're well coached, and I guess we'll have to see how this shapes up. We'll have to see how this pans out. I think that if they lose this game, obviously Steve Pikel should do jail time for making us come to Trenton and enduring that parking ordeal. But should he be on the hot seat as a coach? I guess going to jail. Can you coach from jail? I don't know. You might be finding out if you can be the president from jail. So I don't know. Maybe you can. You can be, like, you did, I don't know. The point is that if they lose this game, maybe we put Steve Pikel on the hot seat. We've got ourselves a review. 1:42 left. Princeton 63, Rutgers 57. Cliff seems to think it went off Princeton. They called it off Rutgers on the floor. So we'll have to see. I have no idea who that's off. I don't know. The crowd's reacting like they know. I don't know. I have no idea. Some nice jeering of the referees from some people. Heard the classic, how much are they paying you? Love that one. This is the classic. Yeah, you're blind, you need glasses, that stuff. That's just classic sports fan kind of stuff. All right, 1:42 to go. Love this song, Ponder Replay. Great song. Oscar. Oscar's jersey is looking good. Old number 9. All right. People are starting to leave. Princeton leads 65-59 with 41 seconds left. They're headed to the free throw line. I'm not even going to look at Danny. I can't even look at him. I'm not going to be able to look at him without laughing. So I can't look at him. And he's not going to, like, he looks miserable. And I'm going to laugh if I see him. He's looking the other way. No, he's looking down at this phone. Okay. Rutgers fans are filing out of the Cure. I'm going to get some play-by-play here. He makes the first free throw. All right. I can't try to talk to Danny, right? Like, I'm not even going to try. It's not the right thing to do.
You know what? I mean, I said it in the interminable parking line that, you know, Fikle kind of deserved to lose this game for making us come here. Yeah, let's see what we can do with the last 40 seconds here. Davis on the right wing. I got the Palmquist, tries to hand it off for Griffiths. He's guarding the top of the circle over to Davis on the left wing. Fernandez, top of the circle, loses his footing. And we have a foul call on number one of Princeton. 27.2 seconds left. Only a 16 foul for Princeton. So they will take it out on the side. 27.3 seconds remaining into Davis. Davis taking his time. They need to put up a shot. Crowd is getting restless. Gavin throws it away. Princeton has it. And it looks like Rutgers will let this one play out. And not foul. Oh, they're going to foul with 13 seconds left. And the Tigers fans are celebrating as Rutgers will go down in the jersey jam. Well, that's not great. Oh, the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market is coming soon. If you want to come back to this arena, the Trenton Punk Rock. What is it? Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market, and that's where Rutgers opened their season tonight. And it's a very, very sad crowd walking out. And now I have to go on the long journey back to my car. Again, I'm not 100% sure where I'm parked. I'm just going to, again, follow the large group of people. But that was just not a great way to start the season. All right, I've arrived at my car. It's 9:05. Pretty easy walk. I'm going to try to find my way out of this parking lot now.
Head northwest toward South Broad Street.
I'm going to lower that a little bit. I don't know which way northwest is. I'm going to follow the cars. That was quite the experience. The parking on the way in was obviously what it was.
Head southeast toward South Broad Street.
And I don't know what direction southeast is. I'm sorry. Let's lower this again. Still hear it. Right seems right. I'm going to go right. Right seems like it's southeast. There's a line of cars. Okay, cool. So I may be in another interminable line. I have no idea where the highway is. I don't know anything about Trenton. I've been to this arena once before. I covered a high school basketball final here, a semifinal. I think I saw Kamoko Ture play basketball here for Newark Eastside, I want to say. Anyway, so hopefully I'm getting out. Rutgers did not get out with a W against Princeton. Did not play well at all. People are probably panicking. Not a great way to start the season. But I think this has been a pretty good episode, right? I think the saga on the way in was fun. I don't really remember what I recorded at the game, but I think it was pretty good. And I never got Danny on. There was never a good time. I talked to him a little bit during halftime. He didn't seem in the best of shape, and he just had this like scowl on his face the entire second half. He's also, I know, he's exhausted. His brother got married yesterday, whatever. And now he's on his way back to his car. Hopefully it didn't get towed. Alright, well, we'll see how long it takes. 9:06, still on this line, obviously. There's a McDonald's over there. That sounds pretty good, actually. I don't know how to get to it, though. Alright, that's it.
I just want to say, you know, pay the players.
Mike just fucking stole your line.
That's fine. That's what he deserved. That was going to be the joke. Just take it.
Pay the players.
Pay the players.
Pay the players.
Pay the players.
Thanks. That's the end of the podcast. Pay the players.
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 Paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always always seem to go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go, that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.